Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
On the street, on the air, it's here on Kaya Biz. Thanks for staying with us. Let's talk all things AGOA. Busisiwe Mavuso, CEO of Business Leadership South Africa. Let's just start with a basic overview of AGOA. Take us through, you know, why it was so important and why there's so much angst when it comes to what may happen tomorrow with AGOA. Busisiwe.
So let me just start by explaining that AGOA is a duty-free access to the U.S. market for goods, which means that whatever goods that we produce in the country that we export out to the U.S., they don't then carry the import duty. Because if you are going to be sending your goods to another country, you have to pay a levy when your goods land that site. You don't do it at no cost. So there is a cost attached to actually sending your goods into that country because you are benefiting. You are manufacturing oranges here and you have buyers who are sitting in the U.S. When your product lands that site, you pay a tariff, you pay a fee, you pay a duty, a tax of sorts for you putting your product in that country. So that is what happened. So this is 1,800 products that actually carried this duty-free access into the U.S. market for goods. We had products like cars, like textiles, clothing, minerals, metals, you know, agricultural products, chemicals, and the list goes on. And it was beneficial and it made sense for us to actually have AGOA because remember, we continue to say as a country that we'd like to drive export-led growth. We'd like to get foreign direct investment to land into the country. It therefore makes it easier to say to Mercedes-Benz, come and build your factory in South Africa. Because if you export your Mercedes-Benz cars from South Africa, you're actually doing it cheaper because when they come from South Africa into the U.S., they don't carry that duty. They don't carry that levy that all import products would actually carry.
All right.
So this, therefore, destabilizes us, you know, because we then lose AGOA. It means that we have to start paying for the goods that we actually export, you know, into the U.S. market, as it were.
I know that business and government in South Africa often collaborate on issues, and I imagine that this is one of the instances where there are open communications or you have some insight into the discussions that are taking place and have been taking place between the South African and U.S. government departments. Can you share that with us and your role there?
You know, the South African government had to actually sign a non-disclosure agreement in terms of what the current trade deal entails. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, our government is very limited in terms of what they can share. Mm-hmm. But we know, for instance, that the president, you know, having been at the United Nations General Assembly last week, he talks about and pleads, you know, for an extension of AGOA. He says, give us another year while we try to find other markets. It looks like that is something that the U.S. might actually be toying with doing. You know, it could, it looks like we could actually get an extension, but nothing is clear at the moment. You know, they've been playing their cards very close to their chest. We know that there are a lot of issues that they are unhappy about when it comes to South Africa. We are also trying to just, you know, try and negotiate the current 30% tariff. We're saying, why 30%? Can it not be lower? Can it not be 10% or 15% while we're actually trying to? So there is a lot of requests that we're actually making to the U.S. markets at the moment. So let's expect and let's be pragmatic that we might not actually be granted everything that we're asking for. We might win some and we might lose some. And it actually does look like AGOA is one of those that we might actually lose.
Sure. But I imagine there's scenario planning by business and the private sector for many eventualities, especially with the re-election of Trump. And you could kind of see the messaging around relations with South Africa during that meeting between our President Cyril Ramaphosa and U.S. President Donald Trump. Can you take us perhaps through those? Because even though AGOA may be lost and there may be challenges that come with that, surely there's been planning for a post-AGOA South Africa or post-AGOA regime.
The planning that has to be done is really to say, if we're going to lose this market, what other markets can we actually send our products to at a lesser tariff or at a lesser duty or at a lesser tax, you know, as it were. And that is what Minister Pakstawe has actually been doing, going around, you know, to different markets to try and actually get those trade relations going, and hopefully on favorable terms, you know, where we can actually export our goods at a lesser tariff, or, you know, at no tariff at all. And we are having very fruitful conversations with Japan. You know, we are actually looking at expanding the amount of goods that we actually export into China. There's quite a few European countries, you know, that we're actually having engagements with that are looking at expanding our trade, you know, with them. We are actually also talking to the Dubai, what do you call
UAE, yes,
absolutely. There's UAE markets that are actually opening. But remember, it becomes difficult because we are doing what each and every other country is doing, because all of us have actually had tariffs imposed, you know, on our countries. So it means that we are also going, we are all going to Dubai, we're all going to China, we're all going to Japan, you know, we're all going to all these markets. And it therefore makes the engagements difficult, because these countries that we're also engaging are being engaged by other countries as well. And I think it's a function of who is actually in a position to give me better terms as a country. So if you want to bring your goods here to China, you know, what are you offering? Why should I take your goods over Kenya's goods, over, I don't know, UK's goods, over Australia's goods, or whatever the case is? So it does become difficult, you know, to say what does this look like. But I think those are the conversations and those are the engagements that we've actually been having, and we're hoping that being given an AGOA extension, you know, allows us to probably maybe solidify those conversations and hopefully, you know, bank those markets so that our goods, by the time AGOA finishes or comes to an end next year, then we can have a clear market, you know, where we can actually send these goods that we can't send to the US anymore.
How possible would it be in the time frames that you've spoken about? Because we know that China is, you know, an incredibly large market, the US and China, the largest economies in the world. But to try and patch it up with agreements with countries that we haven't really engaged at this level with before, practically, how would that work, if at all?
You know, it does work, because South Africa is not the only country in this position. You know, so the same way as we're going to Japan, Japan is also looking at South Africa, you know, to look at what trade possibilities can actually exist to between the two countries. We already are trading, but can we deepen it? You know, are there other goods and products that we actually haven't explored before? So I think the fact that we are all sitting in the same boat, you know, we all have to actually find other markets, then it's a function how we can actually leverage on each other's strengths, you know, as it were. But I think it is going to take time. It's not something that is actually going to be concluded in the next 3 months, you know. So I think we probably might have slept on the job on this one, because I think if we had anticipated what that, but I don't know, could we have anticipated what the Trump administration was going to come with? Because I think this has taken the entire global economy, you know, by surprise. I don't know if we all expected, you know, that tariffs were actually going to be imposed on us. So I don't know, you know, in whatever scenario that we might have actually mapped out, if a tariff, you know, could have been one of those that we thought was actually going to be coming our way.
All right. Busisiwe Mavuso, CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, taking us through what business is thinking around the outcomes of the discussions around AGOA and what could happen next.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.